First to that news, which broke at 7 a.m. Electric Ireland is cutting its electricity and gas prices for a second time this winter. Brian Finn from our business team is here. Brian, Electric Ireland, the largest provider in the Irish market, what have they said?
Yeah, they're cutting gas and electricity prices for a second time, as you said, Audrey. It's significant in that they're the biggest provider in the market, 1.1 million customers for residential customers for gas, electricity, or both indeed, if you're on a dual fuel. So what they're announcing is an 8% reduction in the standard electricity price, 7% in gas, and then the standing charge is also being reduced. That's the fixed amount that you pay regardless of how much energy you use. And that's going down commensurate with that 8% and 7%. But it comes on top of another reduction of 10% in electricity and 12% in gas prices, which came into effect in November. So it's a substantial savings for customers of around 365 for electricity and 330 for gas.
And this latest one coming in on the 1st of March.
1st of February, is coming in on.
Okay. Will others follow then, Brian?
Well, because they're the biggest provider in the market, they would be seen as holding sway, and the others will be keenly watching. But there have been moves in recent months. All of the main providers cut their standard offerings by between 10 and 20% in October, November time.
The wholesale price of electricity and gas, they have fallen quite substantially of late. So I wonder, should retail prices not be falling faster and by more?
Well, I suppose it has to be put in the context of wider moves, because wholesale prices, as you say, Audrey, this is what the companies themselves pay on the wholesale markets. They peaked after the Russian invasion of Ukraine at about €400 per kilowatt hour in August of 2022. Just for comparison, in 2019, that would have been at about €40 per kilowatt hour. It's gone back up to about 140 now. So that was a tenfold increase at the time. While they don't pass that full whack on to the customers, they do pass them on sequentially, but then they bring them down quite sequentially as well, so that it levels out the hit to the customer and to the energy company themselves. The key to all of this, though, is competition in the market. There are about 10 providers there at the moment. There would have been, I think, four left the market during the height of the energy price increases. But the key for customers themselves is to move themselves to constantly switch providers, because although there is this element of competition coming in, they do offer special offers from time to time. Usually they last about 12 months, so it's for customers and up to customers to be switching their own providers every 12 months and watching the market keenly for those reductions.
Because that can represent some savings. Brian, we'll have more on this throughout the programme, and you'll be interviewing Pat Fenlon, who is the Executive Director of Electric Ireland, at around 10 to 8. So we shall listen out for that. Thank you very much indeed, Brian Finn, from our business team.